This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some cybersecurity experts think a Miami company whose software was exploited in a massive ransomware attack is downplaying the number of businesses affected. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Kaseya has been estimating the number of businesses compromised by the cyber attack is in the low thousands. But security experts say victims are still being identified, especially since the attack occurred over a long holiday weekend. Kaseya reports dozens of its affected customers are managed service providers, with multiple customers downstream. At least 17 countries were affected by the hack. Thousands of IT customers in Germany, 800 supermarkets in the Swedish co-op, more than 100 kindergartens in New Zealand, and two Dutch IT service companies. Kaseya is supposed to be issuing a security patch this week, and the White House is involved in trying to track down the culprits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Top Biden administration officials have hosted a brother to the powerful Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Washington. And Tuesday's meetings are the highest level such visits since the U.S. made public intelligence findings linked to the Saudi government crown prince to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Biden administration did not publicly disclose the visit by Saudi Deputy Defense Minister Khalid bin Salman in advance. President Joe Biden pledged during his presidential campaign to make a pariah of the kingdom's crown prince over Khashoggi's killing and other abuses. His administration has instead emphasized U.S. strategic interest with Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. The search for victims of the collapse of a Miami-area high-rise condominium reached its 14th day Wednesday, with the death toll at 36, more than 100 people still unaccounted for, and authorities sounding more and more grim. Crews on Tuesday dug through pulverized concrete where the building in Surfside once stood. The up-close look at the search complements a video released by the Miami-Dade County Fire Rescue Department came as 8 more deaths were announced, the most for a single day since the search began. It also came as rain and wind from Tropical Storm Elsa disrupted the effort, although the storm was on track to make landfall far across the state. Elsa weakened to a tropical storm as it threatened Florida's northern Gulf Coast Wednesday after raking past the Tampa Bay region. Governor Ron DeSantis said forecasts called for the cyclone to come ashore sometime between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. A hurricane warning was in effect for a long stretch of coastline, and there was no immediate reports of damage or injuries in the Tampa Bay area, which is highly vulnerable to storm surge. The most powerful winds were forecast to remain offshore. South Korea is seeing a steep rise in coronavirus infections unseen since the worst of its outbreak last winter, while most of its people are still unvaccinated. The 1,212 new cases added Wednesday is near the country's pandemic high. Health experts say the government sent the wrong message to the public by pushing for a premature easing of social distancing despite a steadily rising caseload. Prime Minister Kim Bok-yeom said that officials will consider tougher social distancing rules if transmissions continue to grow. He pleaded for public vigilance and said the situation was an emergency where we need to invest all of our abilities to respond. Authorities in a Chinese city bordering Myanmar locked down the city Wednesday as a fresh outbreak of COVID-19 expanded. Health authorities said another 15 cases were found in southwest China, on top of 6 in the first 2 days. The lockdown took effect at midnight. It required residents to stay at home and shut down all businesses and public institutions except hospitals, pharmacies, and essential shops like grocery stores. The positive cases include both Chinese and Myanmar nationals in the city where there is an active border trade. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.